Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Good morning and welcome to Autism Live on the day before Thanksgiving. We are live right now. It is Wednesday. I don't even know what the date is. It's the 23rd. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving for those of us here in the United States. And thank you for being here with us live. We're live today because the Festival of Toys has begun. And this is my favorite time of year. I love this where we get to showcase really amazing toys. I love toys. Why do I love toys? And I don't love all toys. Well, I kind of do. But I especially love toys that ignite imagination, that help us to grow, that help us to learn, that create connection. And really, that's been the word. Hello, Nicholas. So thrilled that you're here with us. We've been, this whole year, as we've been working on the Toy Guide, which is now live, if you go to autismnetwork.com, it says Toy Guide at the top. If you click on that link and just click and hold on that link, it will take you to the navigation so you can see all the different categories. Or you can decide, okay, I want to look at a specific category right from there. So that's autismnetwork.com. There's the Toy Guide at the top. It is live right now. And as we worked on the Toy Guide all this last year, the word that kept being said over and over and over again was connection. Whether it was connection between the toy and the individual or connection with a third person, but there was something about connection, and that really got us excited. Nicholas, I'm so happy that you're here, and the week has been crazy because it's just been toy, but crazy, good crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's been so busy. Emma, I'm excited too. Today, we're going to be focusing on two of the categories, some of the award winners in those categories, specifically the tween teen category and the adult category. Now, I had said this on Monday, we pre-recorded these segments because we shoot on a green screen, and which is great. I love it because, you know, I cannot afford to have a picture window with a field with a tree behind me on a daily basis, nor can I move it when we do different shows. But the difficulty becomes when you have toy boxes. Toy boxes feature a lot of green sometimes. And when you have green, I'm trying to pick one. I did pretty good about taking ones that there's a little bit of green on this one, but it's been fuzzed out black, which makes it look less fun. There's a lot of green on this one. And some of it is reading okay, but some of it isn't. Like that where my finger is green. And we want to show the toys as they are. So we pre-recorded these next two segments, but I'm going to be watching the chat with you guys. And in between the videos, I'm going to come back. You guys can ask questions. I'll read your comments. I am here live. Nicholas says, how can I get a topic talked about on Autism Live? So what you would want to do, Nicholas, is you can write in here what you want the topic to be, or you can email me directly, Shannon at autism-live.com. Before we go to this first video, I want to remind everybody that you can be watching everything that we do live, of course, but a lot of you aren't available live. So we're available as a podcast. You can either go to any of the places where you download podcasts and find us for free there as a free download, or you can watch the video and sound version of the show on YouTube. So you have either of those pathways that you can be watching the show. And on YouTube, it archives all of our past episodes as well. Something really fun. Yes, don't forget. Thank you for reminding me, Traven. Make sure that you subscribe. If you subscribe on YouTube, then you'll get notifications about things that are coming up. But right now, when you go to that autismnetwork.com to look at the toy guide, what I want you to do is make sure about 6 seconds after you're there, a thing will pop up and say, would you like to subscribe to the newsletter at Autism Live? And we weren't doing a newsletter all throughout the pandemic, but I am putting out a newsletter either today or tomorrow. I'm working on it. And what's really fun is that in it is going to be a coupon for you to get one of our amazing toys featured in the toy guide that you're going to see. I'm not even going to tell you which one, but you're going to see it in one of today's segments. And trust me, you want it. It actually won an award last year, and it's just insanely fun. If you stay to the end, I'll tell you which toy. There is a coupon to get money off when you order the toy. So you're going to want to get the newsletter. You do that by going to autismnetwork.com. The little pop-up, will pop up. You fill it out, and then you will be on the newsletter. So amazing. Nicholas, we just shared it. Do you need it? Yeah, we'll put it in the chat for you so that you'll be able to click it and link it. The other thing I want to say is that when you look at the toy guide, I keep telling everybody, I really prefer that when you start to look at the toy guide, I mean, do it however you want, but when building it, my idea was that you would start by going and looking at the age that the person actually is. So if you're looking for something for somebody who's 22, that would mean that they're in the adult category. And so you would look at all of the winners in the adult category, and there's 18 different awards. So there's a plethora of things in that adult category. But if you don't find exactly what you're looking for, then I would really encourage you to go look at the other categories, because there are some things I put in the teen-tween category that I, as an adult, would love to play with, right? And vice versa. There are some things that are in the adult category that are perfectly appropriate for teens, so don't get held to the chronological age. The only time that we were really specific with chronological age is when we felt that there was information that you needed to have, because when you're in the baby category, you really need to pay attention to that because it's a safety issue, right? And if somebody has an issue where they're putting things in their mouth, then you're going to want to look for a certain type of toy. You want to be aware of that, right? So I hope that you will enjoy. I'm going to be here with you while we show this first video, which I think we're going to show Teen Tween first. I'm going to be reading your comments. And then during the break, we're going to come back. You and I are going to talk. I'm going to read some of your comments. If you have questions, we're going to answer questions. And then we'll show you the adult category. And at some point, you will see the toy that you're going to get money off of in the newsletter. It's really exciting, in time for Black Friday. Yay! Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So take a look first at some of the winners from our tween teen category. Hi, I'm Shannon Penrod, and you're joining me in the middle of the Festival of Toys, my favorite time of the year. We're going to talk today about our teen and tween category winners, some of the winners from our toy guide, the Autism Live Toy and Gift Guide 2022. You want to check that out right now on our website, autismnetwork.com. Just click on the toy guide, and you can see all of the toys in all of the categories. But there are categories for baby toddler, school-aged, preschool, teen tween, adult, and then there's a category for caregivers, because we don't want to leave those folks out, right? And with all of these winners, we have several different categories that I'm going to go through in the teen and tween category. We really are looking for toys that ignite the imagination, that put a smile on somebody's face, toys that want us to play. They shouldn't feel like work, but if they can build skills and confidence and self-esteem at the same time, then it's a woohoo, right? So who is this guy that I'm holding here? This is a very interesting fellow. You might be going, Shannon, what is up with this plushy toy? Because if you look at him, he's two animals put together. Can you guess which two animals he's put together? This is from a company called Randimals, and they make plush toys where they join two toys together. And they also, they have smaller versions of the toys as well. And they have a website where these animals talk to you and can leave messages. So take a look on, if you look just at his face and the fin on his back, he looks like a shark to me. But if you look at just his legs and his tail, he looks like a horse. You guessed it. He's a hork. I know, but I'll tell you something. These Randimals won our Speech Builder Award in the teen tween category because, first of all, every teen and tween still loves a plush. They like to act like they don't, but they do love a plush because we all do. We all love to hold on to them and feel them, and these are soft, wonderful plushies, right? And they're in all different kinds. You have to go to their website to see all of them. They're super fun, but I sort of love the hork. But they are speech builders because these are conversation starters. They're not your average plush. And they, because they're the two different animals, it starts a conversation about, okay, well, if you were going to put two animals together, what would you put together? And perhaps that Randimal is on their website already, right? Many, many different things to talk about while we're enjoying the plush of it all. So that is Randimals, and it is our speech builder for teens and tweens. Because a lot of times it's about starting the conversation, like how do we get the conversation going? So super love that, and it's comforting at the same time. Now, our therapist award winner, therapist recommendation award winner, this is a really cool toy. This is from Magformers. And this is how it comes packaged. It's called the Spin Plus Set. So I have it put together right now. It's a magnetic toy. I have it put together as a block. But the truth of the matter is that this, it comes with a spin toy here that I can spin. And it's got all this reflective colors, and they're different on the two different sides. But now I can jazz this puppy up by putting any one of these frames around the outside. So I could put a yellow frame there, and I just snapped it on, and now I've got a different spinner, and it looks different on the back. And if I decide that that's not enough, I can stick a pink one on the back, right? And I can flip it over and do all these things. There's lots of fun things for me to do with this. And I also love, because, you know, I'm always looking for how do we store this toy, I can put it all together like this and put the green one on top, and it says Magformers on it. And this can sit on the dresser so that it's ready for me when I want it. I can take some of it or all of it with me when I want to go. I can put it together in different shapes because it's magnetic. I can make a box out of it like I started with, right? Many, many different things to do. And one of the things that our therapist, my hand isn't big enough to spin it when it's all of them put together. I think I can do it if it's just that many. There's my camera. So super duper fun, lots of things to do with this. One of the reasons why our therapists really love this is that sometimes they're looking for toys that are for break time. That if we're working on something that's really difficult and it's time to take a break, right? This is, for a lot of people, this is a mind break. You know, if this sat on my desk, you better believe I'd be playing with this from time to time, and that everybody who came in to my office would want to be playing with it too and put it together in different ways and decide how they liked it. It's about choice. It's super easy. We love Magformers, and this is just an additional way to do it. So our therapists super love this. This is great for downtime because it gives us a chance to decompress. There's a sensory input to it. So yes, the therapist loved it. So we always have, oh, I'm knocking toys over now. We always have a Boredom Buster Award, and this year for the teen tween, it's called GeoLogic. And this is from Think Fun, which is now part of Ravensburger. And Think Fun makes really cool logic toys. So what I love about this is that it's like a Rubik's Cube on steroids. It comes with a package of cards, and each card gives me, you see, I've got this planet here that it's got deserts and it's got green areas, it's got a polar ice cap. It's got water with fish in it, right? I've got all those different ecosystems in it, but they all come off. And when I take them all off, all I've got is this blue earth underneath, right? So I peel the pieces off, and they have numbers on them. And when you get the cards show you a representation of part of it with some of the numbers, and you have to figure out the puzzle. This is hours of fun for the right teen or tween. This is for that teen or tween that is really interested in geosystems and is really, their mind needs to be occupied with different logical things. This is not for everyone, nor are any of our toys, right? But for the right kiddo, this is great for a car ride because they're putting the puzzle together. See, I'm not smart enough to do it. Like, let's just be honest here. I am not smart enough to put it back together. There we go. Maybe there's hope for me yet. Not really. But oh my gosh, because our kids see things in a different way. And for the right kiddo, no, there's no possibility I'm going to be able to put this back together. But with the help of one of our kids, I probably could. So that's Geologic, and it's the Boredom Buster. Put this in their hands, and they will have a great time putting it back together. You can do it with the cards, and there are cheats to help you if it's a little bit hard, but I super-duper love it. Also on the table, if you have not ever played with Aaron's, Crazy Aaron's putty, then let me tell you, this needs to be in your stocking stuffer. We have one of these in all of our older kid categories, but this one for the teen and tween, one for sensory. This is because the putty comes in different styles, and this is the hide inside mixed emotions. So it comes this great tin, and in it is this blob that is sensory fabulousness, right? And within the blob are hidden all of the, there are all these smiley faces, but there are six emotions that are in there as well. There's anger, there's being afraid, there's smiling, there's giving a kiss, right? There's all these different emotions that are in within, six different emotions. And so you play the game about, they're squeezing the putty and you say, okay, find the afraid voice, afraid face. That's what I want to say. And then they squish and squish and squish around until they can find it. This is a great decompression when things get a little bit tight, you know, and you need some sensory input, but it also activates the brain. I'm looking for the emotion. It reminds us of the fact that emotions are things that are transient and change and do different things. So we love Crazy Aaron's, and I think that this is especially great for our tweens and teens who are starting to have new and different emotions that are sometimes overwhelming. Let's face it, this is the age category, you know, Romeo and Juliet. We get a little emotional, and we don't always know that it's going to pass, right? So this helps to be able to refocus the mind because it's that sensory input. Crazy Aaron's must be in the, I'm reckon the Geota, has to be in the stocking, right? Okay, for our top toy in the teen and tween, I'm just going to go, oh, it's so heavy. This is heavy, heavy, heavy. So this is from Magna Tiles, and this is their storage bin bundle. And what we love about this, this is for ages 3 to 99, and they mean it, right? I love this for a teen or a tween because they're going to have so much fun with this, and I do think that it's a de-stress kind of thing because you can put the Magna Tiles together and make anything that you want. But what we super loved about this particular one is that it comes with its own bin. I don't know if you can tell from the picture, but it literally comes with its own storage so that you can put this on a shelf and it looks cool. But then at any moment, our kids can pull this out and play with it. So teen and tween is a tough area, right? The bin comes apart. It's fantastic. There are so many Magna Tiles in this 84-piece set. It's a great, great set. And it also, when the bin can come apart to make a fabric backdrop that you can leave things on so that the cleanup is really quick. You know, sometimes when you're doing building things and then you got to put it all away and it's got to fit just so, you don't have to worry about any of that. They can be working on the mat and then you just fold up the sides of it. So the reason why I put this in the teen and the tween is that's a tough age range, because sometimes, you know, doesn't matter on the spectrum or not, it's a tough age range because they're being asked to do things and act a little bit older when maybe we don't feel that way, you know, and this is a very comforting toy that everybody wants to play with. You know, there really isn't an expiration on playing with these magnetic building toys. If you see them in doctor's office, you know, the adults sit down and play. And I love that about it, too, because this is a way for you to connect with your teen, sit down, build something, decompress, let the stress go, right, and make something super fun and then be able to put it away at a moment's notice. I think this is a great comfort to our kids, and it isn't, I know, a lot of people are going to start, you know, at this age, they're going to say, oh, that's too young. And I'm just going to say no, first of all, in general with toys, but especially not this. This is a cool toy no matter when, and I super love it. So everything that they would need to build is heavy, but really super fabulous, which while I'm over here, we always have a best puzzle. And I love a Rebbit puzzle because there's an added element to it that it's 3D. And they make lots of different puzzles. Like, for instance, if your kiddo is into Harry Potter, oh, you got to check out their Harry Potter line. It's insane. It's so fabulous. And then also they have a Titanic puzzle. But here, when we took this out of the box, everybody went, oh, Batman car. And it's a 3D puzzle. So you can put it together. It's so much fun. It forces your brain to work in different ways. I love a good puzzle, and I don't need to have a linear puzzle, although I love a linear puzzle, right? But I'll tell you, the first time I did a Rebbit 3D puzzle, it expanded my brain. My brain went, pff, right? Like the Grinch, his heart, my brain went, pff, right? It has clear instructions, so you're not left to your own devices, but it makes you think 3D and how things go together 3D. I really love it. They're foam core, so it'll last a long time. It doesn't degrade. And they really could put this together and put it on their dresser and have it be something that they have for a long, long time. So we super love it. The Rebbit 3D puzzles, ooh, they're so good, you guys. And like I said, they have a Titanic. They have all of these different things. For our STEM toy in this category, we have something called the My Gears Transport Set. And again, I'm going to hear from some people this is from edX. I'm going to hear from some people who say, I think this is a much younger toy. Not necessarily, because sometimes when we get to teens and tweens, sometimes there are things that our kids didn't get to play with because they were working on other things or they were learning other things. This is a great introduction. Like, we have some other toys that are really complicated, right? This one is not complicated and is a great introduction to STEM, working on, you know, STEM is science, technology, education, and math. And engineering, excuse me, and math. I knew it wasn't right when I said it. But this is a big award winner. And yes, I'm putting it in the category of teens and tweens, even though it's rated 6 and up. I think for our kiddos maybe that haven't gotten into the STEM things, this is a great introduction because they will have a super good time with it. And again, that's from edX. Then for our craft, this is a perfect thing for a rainy day. I love Gridley Games. They make this wonderful line of Just Add. So this is Just Add soap. It comes with all of these different things inside it that if you have some soap, you can do a bunch of different science experiments. You can do a bunch of different craft experiments. And it's a good time. I think parents love it because on a rainy day, or on a day when there's just less going on, or let's say that grandma comes over and they just haven't found the way to connect with your teen or tween, you crack this thing out. It has clear guide instructions, and they can make so many different things. They can pick, you know, I love choice. Choice is a big deal, right? And so they can work together with grandma or grandpa, and they can go, hey, I want to make this. Super duper fun. I love all of their kits, but I love this one Just Add Soap for the teenagers. And I love that it starts with something that you're going to have it in your house. Like they have Just Add Milk. They have Just Add Eggs. We love that one for Easter. For our Oldie But Goodie Award, this, I mean, who doesn't love a Lipe Rite? If you didn't have a light bright when you were a kiddo, you want one, right? And so I love that Basic Fun has put out this wonderful toy. And oh my goodness. If you don't know, you need to get one. And if you do know, there's not much I can say, right? We all love this. There are these little tiny, this is great for fine motor, but it's good for planning, spatial planning. It's an arts project. Easy cleanup. It's a board that lights up and there are little dots in it and you get to make whatever you want with whatever colors. I love that this is bigger and brighter screen than ever before, but it's a real oldie but goodie. And I'll tell you something else, that if your tweens and teens didn't have a chance to play with this when they were younger, I guarantee you somebody that's there at your house will be like, a light bright? I want to play light bright. Put this in a room full of adults of a certain age and everybody wants to have at it. Now this year we added a category that was called the Kids' Choice Award. And so of course, the kids chose in this category, in the Teen Tween, it's the Show and Jump Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading Card Game. Now I'm not going to pretend to explain that I understand how this works, but all of our tweens and teens went absolutely nuts over this and said, oh yes, there are 8 secret rare upgrades, there are 20 skill cards and more, and there is a tin, a commemorative tin that can go with it as well. And this is from Konami. And all of our teens and tweens were like, I want that. So amazing, their choice, kids' choice, the Yu-Gi-Oh, and it's called the Speed Duel. It's the Duel Academy box. There we go. So Konami, thrilled that, because that will light them up, right? And we want to light them up. Okay, I love this. This is our social skills winner. This is the Wild Kratts Habitat Memory Game. And I love this. The rating on this, I think that this is another one. Oh, it's ages 5 and up. But this is another one. It's a social skills builder because it's all about taking turns and having to tell a funny story. So read this. Grab a habitat card, take turns telling funny stories about where each animal is hiding, and safely return them back to their home. Can you remember where the mischievous river otter was hiding? Was he under the rocks, sliding down the mountain? Maybe he's hanging out in the trees. Be the first player to safely return all of your animals back to their proper habitat to win. So I love that there is a component of this that where you have to tell a story about where the thing is hiding. That's going to help you to remember it, but it also is an amazing social, you're taking turns, and obviously you're trying to be memorable. I can see my son, this is from Goliath Games, and I can see my son having a really wonderful time with that. Okay, oh, I'm knocking things over. How about our book in this category? This is an amazing book. It's called The Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, with a foreword by Bindi Irwin. It's 100 inspiring young change makers. Now, there are going to be people who are going to say, oh, it's just for girls, and I'm going to tell you, you're just wrong. it focuses on 100 girls that made a difference, and if you're going to tell me that that is a book just for girls, I'm going to have to lay down and light myself on fire. Because how many years did we have books that featured all men in them who were inspirational, and we called those books, right? So Turnaround is fair play. This just happens to be all rebel girls, and I really love it. They're short stories that tell about amazing activists and things that they did that you can read with your young son or your young female daughter, or you know, have teens and tweens read this for themselves. We know that representation matters. How many times have we heard that? That is not a shock to us, right? So it's important, these kinds of books. So I really super love this. And this comes from a woman-owned company too. So really love it. Rebel Girls. Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. That's our book winner award. How about our game award? Everything's sliding off. Okay, so this is another one from Think Fun, but this won our best game, and it's a little bit like Battleship, but with dragon tails. So you've got two boards, and you have these dragon tails that come through the board, This is Hours of Fun. It's like a combination, I would say, it's almost like Battleship, but it's also, do you remember, what was the name of the bugs that you had to put together? I don't know what that was called. I can't think what that was called, but you had to put them together. So you're putting together your dragon with its tail. It's really fun, you guys. We had a really good time with this. There are 60 challenges, beginner to expert. It's a 3D logic puzzle, again, from Think Fun. You can play it by yourself or you can play with another person. Love it. Dragon, excuse me, I said tails. It's Dragon Falls. How rude am I? Dragon Falls. This is for 8 up, and it's for one person or more. Okay, moving on to one of my faves from this category. Okay, our employment award. This is for encouraging employment skills and confidence for when you're ready to be employed. So I love Osmo. If you have not ever played with an Osmo, let me tell you, it takes a tablet and it supercharges it and makes it 3D. So anything, you know, there are so many fun games that we can play on a tablet, right? Where we can move things around and we can do things and we can draw and do all of that. But don't you always wish it was 3D? Don't you wish that it would pop off the screen and come to life? Well, that's really what Osmo does. But Osmo takes it a step further and makes some of their games really super educational for reading or for math, core skills that are for school. Now, this one is part of their Math Wizard line, and it's called Math Wizard and the Fantastic Food Truck. Oh, my goodness. So this is why it's part of the Employment Empowerment Award. This is part of their math series, and they're working on geometry. Now, here's the thing. You're going to see that it says that it's ages 6 to 8 and it's grade 1 and 2. But I'm here to tell you it's for whatever age that you need to be working on geometry skills and making them fun. And what people don't realize is that, you know, I used to teach and we used to call our kids lovingly Swiss cheese. That they would learn some things and then other things they wouldn't, and that would be like the hole in the Swiss cheese, and then they would move on to the next grade. And always as a teacher, you needed to be looking for and teaching to the holes because they couldn't go on to the more advanced concepts if they missed those early concepts. Well, I'm here to tell you that for a lot of our kids, sometimes in first and second grade, they were working on other things, and it would be very easy for geometry to have slid past them. So we don't want to have them have to do extra math homework, right? We want them to learn something in a really fun way that that empowers them to be employed later on. And I love this because what it does is, you know, all those games, I sort of love these on my phone, where you have to make a recipe and put something together and you have limited time to do it. Imagine if you could make that 3D, and you can with this game, and it helps them to learn shapes and how you put the shapes together. So we're learning geometry and the basics of math. It's absolutely amazing. It comes this does not come with the base. I have to say that you want to buy an Osmo base to go with your particular type of tablet you have. And then you get these different things to go with it, the different like math wizards to go with it. And there are so many to choose from, but I super loved this one because I think that our kids would really get into this. And I think for a teen or tween who feels like they're being left behind in math, this is the perfect thing. Now, I always say to you when you're looking at the toy guide, start with the age range that the individual actually is, but then branch out into others because sometimes there's hidden treasures for different ages. So this really would be okay for our school-aged kids too, as long as they're ready for these kinds of math concepts. But if you have a kiddo that's struggling because they're just not getting it in math, and so many of our kids do, I'll tell you something, often it's not that they aren't capable of doing the math, it's that it was presented in a way that was really rigid when they were in first and second grade. And if you give them this where they can get the concept, ooh, these kids will launch and be able to do sometimes the really difficult math that hurts my head because it's possible for them too. Okay, for our motor skills, a lot of times people don't realize there's a lot to motor skills. Motor skills could be fine motor, it could be gross motor, it could be oral motor. or it could be our visual motor. And this one for motor skills, and I was thinking more visual skills. So this is from Discovery Toys, the Explore It handheld microscope. And it's great because it is a handheld microscope, obviously it says it in the name, that's perfect for taking and going and looking at things in an appropriate way through a telescope. Sometimes some of our kiddos want to look at things and they want to hold it up to the corner of their eye. They want to see it a little bit more up close. This actually will help them in an appropriate way to go and say, okay, it's a 40-time magnifier that they can go and look at different things. I really like this for our teens and tweens. Okay, moving on. I have our wind bots. Okay, so this is our parent recommendation. I don't know about you, but as a parent, I want a toy that is going to ignite the imagination of my kiddo and help them to be able to identify new areas of interest, help them to learn concepts that are going to be important in the grade that they're in and the grades that are coming up. So, and I want good value for my mind. I don't want a toy that goes together once and then that's it and there's nothing more to do. So this is a 6-in-1 wind-powered machine kit. So it comes with a bunch of different pieces, and you can put this together to make these 6 different robots. Now, I'm just going to say, when it's our kids, I'll bet you they can make these 6 robots and then make a creation that nobody's ever seen before. But I really love it. There's no batteries needed. There's a crank, and they can use the wind to go. So it's a STEM toy. It's a building toy. It is a toy that is working on fine motor because there are pieces that they have to snap together. It's a building toy. It's wind bots, and this is from Thames and Cosmos. So fabulous. It won our parent recommendation award. Okay, what else do I have? Have I gotten through? No, of course, I've left out our educational one. From National Geographic. Well, I was going to take this one. That's what I was going to do. Okay, from National Geographic, and this comes to us from Blue Marble. They make an amazing line of educational toys that are super duper fun. And this is from National Geographic, their Light Up Sky Rockets. Okay, if you have kiddos that are at all, you know, they love something that's physical, that's got lights, this is going to be their thing. So it comes with 3 light-up rockets and launch bases included. And what you do is you jump on the foot pumped, and that's what makes the rocket take off. You can experiment with the trajectory of it to see the physics of, you know, which, if I want it to go up high, where do I have to point the thing? And it comes with a rocket learning guide that comes with it, which is super duper fun. This is how you take education and make it beyond fun, right? Really fun. I like that it comes with the 3 rockets so that if you've got more than one kiddo, you go out in the backyard and this is hours of fun. And because it lights up, you can do it at night, and it's an entirely different thing than if you do it during the day. I think that is everything. Did I get everything on the floor? I think that's everything that we were going to showcase today, although there were more winners in this category. I hope that you guys will go and check out all of the things in the toy guide. You can go to autismnetwork.com, click on the toy guide, and it's all there for you. By the way, if you wanted to buy any of these toys, you can do it. There's a link to each toy in the toy guide. We don't get anything from that link. Don't think that we're getting a kickback from any of those companies or these companies. We're not. But you guys had asked us a couple of years ago, you were like, these toys are so great, and then I look at it and I want to order it. I don't want to leave the website because I want to come back. So there is a link that you can just click it and you can order the toy. We hope that you will stay tuned for all of the different videos that we have showcasing these amazing toys in different age ranges, because our kids are worth it. And our teens and our adults and our caregivers, they're all worth it. So I'm Shannon Penrod. I hope you have very happy holidays. Come back and see us for more toys and gifts. Welcome back. So those were some fun toys, but we've got more toys coming up. We're going to be heading to the adult section here in just a second. I want to give a shout out to Trina, who wrote in and said, hire these toys for any age. And Trina, I know we wrote back, but I want to make sure that I clarify that, you know, it's just today that we're looking at the adults and the teen tween categories, but the whole toy guide is available to you right now. It's live. If you go to autismnetwork.com, first of all, once you get there, about 6 seconds after you get there, a thing is going to pop up that asks you if you want to subscribe. I really want to encourage you to subscribe right now, because either today or tomorrow, I'm going to be sending out the first newsletter that we've sent out in a long time, I think since the pandemic, to be honest with you. Because we don't like to bother you unless we've got something good, and I've got something good for you. I have a coupon code for you for 5% off of one of our winners that we're showing today on the show. Like, one of my favorite ones. They're all my favorites, because, you know, it's like Sophie's Choice. How could you possibly choose? I love them all. Which is why they're in the toy guide, right? Me and other people looked at them and went, oh, that's good. I really like that. So one of the things that we were saying before, Trina, is that we encourage you to start with the age that the person is when you're looking at the toy guide. Go to that, autismnetwork.com. After you fill out the thing to subscribe to the newsletter, at the top, there's a thing that says Toy Guide Winners. You click on that. And I like to click and hold just on the title, and that shows me the navigation for each one of the categories. But if you already know, I know that you wrote in and said that you have one that's an adult and one that's a tween. So, man, this was the show for you to find today, right? But if you want to start with a teen category, you would click on that and take a look at all 18 toys featured in there. All 18, they're all different award winners. But if you don't find what you're looking for there, then head to another category. Head to the adult, head to the, you know. There's something for everyone in this toy guide. So I don't know, what's 18 times 6? I'm not good at math. But you know why I'm not good at math? Because they didn't have Osmo when I was a kid. If they had Osmo when I was a kid and they explained math in that way, I would be a math whiz, right? But I'm not. But it's over 100. I think it's around 100 toys, right? 18, 6. Yeah, it should be over 100 toys. So, and gifts. So you'll find something for everyone in there, I guarantee you. By the way, if you want to buy the toy right then, there is a button that says purchase here. You click on that. It takes you to another site where you can purchase the toy. We are not selling toys. We are not in the toy business. Thank you so much. I wouldn't mind it, but we're not. But years ago when we started putting the toy guide out online, because we were just doing reviews before that, but when we started putting it out online, people were like, well, why do I have to leave the site to go find a place to buy it? I would rather be able to buy it and then come back and shop some more. So, Trina, I don't think you'd be lost, but I'm so glad that you found us, because you know what I always say here, we hold hands, we do this together. Si se puede, right? Okay. So, and yes, our hope is that this is just in time for you, so that, I don't know about you, but I was up late last night looking at all the Black Friday deals, because you can find them online now, and going, oh, there's another one of our Toy Guide winners on sale. There's another one of our Toy Guide winners on sale, and mapping out my strategy for Black Friday, because I don't just go shop. Oh, no, contraire, my friends. I go, and sometimes I don't go. I send my husband, but he has a very specific list. Go get this item because it's 50% off and it's saving money. That's the only way I do Black Friday. But in the newsletter that you're going to get, you're going to get a discount on one of the toys because you're on our newsletter list. Renee and Elvira, happy Thanksgiving. I'm so glad you guys made it. So anyway, it's time now to take a look at the adult category. Now, I don't want to get a bunch of blowback from this, but I firmly am in the camp that everybody should be allowed to play with what ignites them, right? I know, and Dr. Grampiche, I loved what she said yesterday about, yes, there's a time and a place for that, but there's also a time and a place for, you know, learning how to play with toys that other people your age play with as well, right? But if you're getting a gift, you can decide whether you want to be working on that or if you want to give them something that's in the category of what they like. I just happened to watch Speed Train on a plane over the weekend, and if you guys haven't seen Speed Train, one of the characters goes on and on, an adult, not on the spectrum, goes on and on about everything to him is Thomas the Tank Engine, and all his relationships he bases on Thomas the Tank Engine. And you know what? That's life. So I firmly believe you should be able to look at any toy for anybody. So there are a couple of toys that people have already looked at in the adult category, and they're like, this is for adults? Yes, they are. Because sometimes we have adults that will be an amazing thing for them. And I and other people put it in there because there was an aspect of the toy that will ignite an adult's imagination. So, thank you, Renee and Elvira. They said, everything you do, it's a blessing for my family. Very thankful for Autism Live. Keep up the great work. We're trying. We try. But anyway, so check out some of these toys, but be open-minded about it, because every toy and gift isn't going to be right for every person. And we wanted to make sure that we were covering the whole spectrum. So, you know, take a look open-mindedly. Here are the adults. And I'll be back at the end to talk about all of it with all of you. So keep watching. Hi, I'm Shannon Penrod from Autism Live and the Autism Network, and I'm here right now in the middle of the Festival of Toys to show you some amazing gifts and toys that we have featured in this year's Autism Live Toy and Gift Guide 2022. And today, we're in particular talking about some of the winners in the adult category. I love this category because there's so much creativity and fun within this category. Now, as people get older, we get much more specific about what we like and what we don't like. So this is a wide range of toys and gifts that might be ideal for the person that you love who's an adult on the autism spectrum. We hope so. Now, we have lots of different categories. I always tell people, if you're going to look at the guide, go to autismnetwork.com, and you'll see the toy guide at the top. You can click on it. And then I encourage you, you'll see the different age ranges. And I want to really suggest that you start with the age range that the person is. Take a look at all the gifts in that category. And then broaden your search into the other categories with different age ranges, because there are toys that are in the adult category that might be perfect for somebody who's a teen or a tween, right? So be a little fluid with how you look at this, but definitely start with the age range that the person is. So we have lots of different award winners here, and I'm holding in my hands right now, this was our top toy award winner for adults. And you can tell why, because it is this amazing plasma ball. It's a great addition to the decor in their room, hours of sensory fun. It's one of those that you touch the ball and it looks like there's a lightning shot that comes out. This is great for soothing at night, can be a nightlight. So many different aspects about this. This particular one comes to us from Thames and Cosmos, and all of our adults who checked it out just super duper love this. So that is why it got our top toy award. You know that you're going to be lighting up somebody's face when they get this. We love this because it can sit on the tabletop or it can also be attached to the wall. And it has two modes, always on and sound activated. So how much do we love that? Super duper love that. Why don't we just go for the Kids' Choice Award? This is a new award that we're giving out this year, where we asked people in the age range of that category what they thought. And in this age range, they chose this. It is from National Geographic. It is a glow-in-the-dark marble run that can be put together, and you can turn off the lights, and the marbles glow, and parts of the different elements of it glow as well. This comes to us from Blue Marble. Really wonderful 80-piece set. I don't have that squared up right, but then I get the sheen. Maybe it is better that way. 65 different construction pieces, one UV light keychain that comes with it. It comes with its very own storage bag. We all love that. And a learning guide that helps you to know how you might put it together, but then you can off-road it and do it however you want to. I love this. It's amazing. This is appropriate for ages 8 and up, but oh my gosh, so much fun. You know I love a marble run. Everybody wants to put together a marble run, and I love different twists and takes on a marble run, but the fact that it's glow in the dark, I think that all adults are going to want to check that out, and that's why it won the Kids' Choice Award. We always have a puzzle award winner, and this year, this is an amazing from Thames and Cosmos as well. It's called Creativo, and they have different ones of this, but this one happens to be the Twilight Rocking Horse and Giddy Up Gang. So basically, I don't know if you've ever seen those puzzle lights that they're the pieces of plastic that you have to put them together and you can make different shapes. It's like that, but on steroids, because you can make this into a horse that is a nightlight. but you can make it into other things as well. It's 4-in-1 with the instructions to be able to do it, which makes it a very fun toy. It comes with its own LED light, but it's a puzzle and really fun. And then they can either keep it as a nightlight for themselves or they can give it as a gift for somebody else. But this is our puzzle award winner in the adult category. Now, in our speech builder, because, you know, I love a good game. And if you're playing a good game, there are all kinds of things that you can be working on. And I love this from Goliath Games. It's an oldie but a goodie, the word search game. It didn't win the oldie but goodie award. It won the speech builder award. Because as you're doing this, it's very fast-paced, multiplayer, and you have to find the words. And there are all these different cards. And so you find and match the words like a word search. I'm doing it the wrong way for you, Traven. I can't find my... There we go. So really, really fun. But it sparks conversation, helps us to build words, understand how they're spelled. Really, really fun. I think the age rating on this, it's for 7 and up. But I love this for adults. I think it's going to be a fun opportunity to play a game with adults. You know, we're all going to enjoy it. It's fast-paced, and it's word search. Really, really fun. A craft in this category. I also love this from Thames and Cosmos. It is their Rainbow Tie-Dye Lab, and this comes from their Ooze Lab section. And it comes with several different, comes with hair scrunchies, and there are socks that come with it. But what I really love about it is that it's really fun. We all like to do tie-dye, right, because there's that reveal about I'm going to do this, but then how is it going to come out, right? And that there's some science to it, and they take you through the science of it. Well, if you match this color with this color, and here's what brings out the colors. Really, really fabulous. There's 4 different scientific experiments that they can do with this. There's learn about the science of dyeing and color mixing. I really love that. It's a fun craft, arts and crafts project. Now, in our STEM category, oh my goodness, this is a wild game. This is called Catch the Moon, and it comes with a bunch of ladders. There are these amazing ladders that fit into the base, and it's kind of it's a building game where you have to balance things off the ladders. So there's a certain amount of physics that goes with this. This is for kids who are a little bit older, who have a little bit more fine motor. So I love this in the adult category. It's about a 20-minute play, so it's not going to take forever because I think we all have an attention span limit for things when we're playing games. But I really love how creative it is. It's well-made. I've never seen a game quite like this, but you're going to build the ladders and have them balance off of each other, and you really learn about space and weight and put them together and take little raindrops off of it. It's super-duper fun. Catch the Moon, and it's beautifully made artwork. It's really, really fun. So that is our STEM. Oh, and for our employment empowerment, another National Geographic from Blue Marble. This is the ultimate rock, mineral, and fossil activity kit. And you can't feel, but this sucker is heavy. And there's over 200 genuine specimens in here. And with a learning guide, and then there's rocks in here and a magnifying glass and everything under the sun. So if somebody is really into geology or rocks or science, ooh, this is a well-made kit. There's even a geode thing in here. Again, really heavy. This is like, you know, now that I'm an aunt and someday I'm going to be a grandparent, this is a perfect grandparent gift because it's so educational, it's so hands-on. And these are the kind of gifts when our adults, our teens, tweens, and adults start to find, hey, I'm really interested in this. I'd like to know more about that. So I really love that. This can be a hobby, a pastime, or it can be, you know, something that they decide, I'd like to do more with this. So love that from Blue Marble and from National Geographic. Fun, heavy, heavy gift. How about our oldie but goodie? Here is a fun card game that you guys may remember from A Blast from Your Past, Sequence Stacks. It's the card game that really fun, fast-paced, easy to do. And this is for ages rated 7 and up, but so much fun. And because you get to block people when they're playing things, it can really get very loud and contentious at the table. We love a good game like that. because it sparks all kinds of conversations. So this was our card and gift. It's from Goliath Games. We love Goliath Games. Oh, my goodness. So, and that was our oldie but goodie. But our game award winner, this won an award last year, but I don't remember which game, which award it won. But sometimes I just have to give something an award the next year in a row because we love it so much. I ended up loving Hasty Baker so much that I bought and gave them as gifts to a lot of the adults that I knew on the spectrum. And everybody came back and said, oh my gosh, we're still playing it. It's so much fun. I even played this with my young little nieces. So it's a card game, but you get cards and you're trying to build a recipe. And you know, you're trading cards and doing all that, but it's fast-paced. It's hilarious. It's from Go Chuckle. We really love this, and everybody that I gave it to loved it so much. It's won a bunch of awards, but this is its second time winning an award in our toy guide. Hasty Baker, hilarious, you guys. And it really causes you to think about what goes in. I'm going to make a brownie. So I got to have the butter and the eggs and all these things, and you can block people. Hilariousness. Absolutely love it. Now, our therapist recommended toy. This, oh, we enjoyed this so much. This is the Magformers Carnival set. And this is just hours of fun that you can put together in different ways, and it can spin like a carnival. It's so exciting. And truly, you know, it's set up so that you can make the carnival, but it's got the pieces that you can put together magnetically so you can make a rocket, a ball, a star, all kinds of things. You can off-road it and make whatever you want, and it can spin. It has the mechanism to spin. So we love how colorful it is. This is a good time. And as I've said before previously on the show, when therapists pick a toy, it's because they know that it's going to either work on skills or be the perfect toy to work for, because we know that sometimes when you're working on something, it's hard and you want to be able to take a break. And this is actually both in one, because it's perfect for taking a break, and the pieces, it's magnetic, so the pieces snap together really easy and you can do all kinds of fun things, but you can be working on conversation while you're doing this. You know, saying, so why did you pick the green one? And I'm going to do this. Do you think I should do that? And start all those great conversations. And that's why the therapists love this. And by the way, this is from Magformers. Absolutely love it. How about this? These are coping dice from Think Psych. And this was our parent award winner in this category. There are 24 different strategies to help individuals cope. Basically, it's four dice that you get. One's angry, one's bored, one's sad, and one's scared. And when you can pick up any of the dice, and it shows the emotion, but then on the other sides of the dice, it shows you what you can do about it. It shows you what it may feel like on the inside. Like, for instance, on this one, which is, let me find the emotion, which emotion is it? I can't find where the emotion is. I do not know. I think I have it entirely wrong, because that one is the strategy one. So this one is sad. And so when I'm sad, there are different things that I can do to help myself. Like, I can take a bath, or I can play on my phone when I'm sad, or I can write when I'm sad, or I can watch TV and laugh at something, or I can play a video game. So it's all of these things, and they're conversation starters on each one of these dice that help us to think through what an emotion is, what it looks like, what it feels like, and what I can do about it so that I'm not held hostage to the emotion. So we super love that. It's called Coping Dice, and it's from Think Psych. And they make a line of really interesting toys and items that are by psychologists that, you know, are making good things. So next, we have here the next cube. And this is from Goliath Games as well. It's our sensory winner. And basically, this is like cubes of old that you guys have seen and played with. But there's a sensory component to this that it's super easy to spin. like there was a little bit of a click and a hard sometimes that wasn't very reinforcing when you would play with those other block toys. But this is the next cube, and it's spring-loaded so that it turns really easy. So we're not going to have the frustration. We're really going to be able to play with the toy the way it's meant to without worrying about too much. And again, that's from Goliath Games. We love the next cube. All right, how about another one from Think Psych? This is our social award winner for this category, for the adult category. This is called Chat Chains, and it is a social emotional learning game. It's created by two psychologists to help people develop conversation skills and build deeper connections. And there are 75 topic cards with 150 conversation starters included with it, 5 prompt cards and 4 bonus cards and an instruction manual. And it's for 2 to 8 players, and it's for ages 8 and up. But I super love this for adults. Sometimes we need to be primed, right? Sometimes we don't know what to say, and we can't blame our adults that are on the spectrum when they don't know how to get a conversation started. But you know what we say here, when you have lots of opportunities to try something, it's like rehearse, 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 and you get better. So we love this. It's a great game to play with the grandparents, the parents, whoever, around the dining room table, and you build a conversation little by little, starting with a conversation topic and prompters. So again, that's from Think Psych, and it's called Chat Chains. I'm saving some of my best for last here. So our educational winner from Thames and Cosmos, can you tell I love them in this category? So this is called Water Power, and it's a STEM experiment kit. And what I love is that we're not using batteries. Everything, it's a toy where you put it together, and you're going to use water to propel it. So I love that. But it comes with 6 different ways that you can put it together that it gives you the instructions for. And then, of course, you can try to do it however that you would like to. So it's a rocket-propelled cars, boats, and more. And it says, discover the force of power. I love these kinds of gifts and toys because it's perfect for a rainy day. It's perfect for igniting the mind and getting kids excited and teaching a physics concept that then they're going to hear in class later on, or getting them to want to learn more about science and math and engineering. So I really love that. Okay, and then for our motor winner, I love Crazy Aaron's Thinking Putty. And this is Crazy Aaron's Poppin' Thinking Putty. So it's putty that when you squish it, it makes a pop noise. So think about the very best of, remember when you used to get the bubble wrap and you would pop the bubble wrap and there would be that sensory snap? So it's like that, but it's putty and it snaps, snaps, snaps. So we love this when we've got adults that have a fair amount of anxiety. This is a great, great thing to have. It comes in its little tin that you can take with you, and it keeps it safe and keeps it clean. And then they can take it out and pop, pop, pop wherever they are. Makes it super fun. And that is our motor skills winner, because you're that's strengthening everything when you're doing that. Love that. All right, but then our boredom buster, and this is another one that won last year, but I think it won in a different category. I'm pretty sure it won top toy last year in the school age. This is the Shishibo, and I love it so much. It comes, and it's a little cube, right, and it looks all the same color, but then you take it apart, and now it's hours of fun, because you have to see what other shapes you can make and can you get it back to being a cube. Now, last year I got very good at this and I could quickly put it back into a cube, and this year I am hopeless. But sometimes there is that spatial understanding that I lack, but many people on the spectrum are super good at it. Did you see how I got to hold it up a little bit, how it just came apart and it went together a whole bunch of different ways, and you can do all kinds of things with it and spin it all different kinds of way, and you put it together and then it becomes a new shape. I don't know what this shape is, but I cannot get it back to a cube. I will eventually before Christmas. But I love this so much. There's a satisfying little click that it makes as you're taking it apart and doing things. This is the Shishibo from Fun in Motion. And oh my gosh, these are so much fun. Everybody that got these on our list, there's a different shape that I just made, like a pyramid. I loved them. It's great for fine motor, It's great for spatial thinking. Like, I don't even know what that is. That's something, but it looks like a bug. There are even instruction manuals so that if I really wanted to know how to get it back into a block, I could. So I'm going to sit here and play with this, but you guys go and check out the Autism Live Toy and Gift Guide. It's available to you right now on, if you go to autismnetwork.com, and there's so much to check out there, right? And please check out our videos, but click on the toy guide and you'll be able to see the toy guide. I encourage you start with the age range what you're shopping for and then hunt in the other categories to see, ooh, is there something that I like even more there? Wouldn't it be great if I just put this together and it went into a block right here? It's not going to happen. Keep wishing. That's not going to be what happens. But I just love and adore you all. I hope that you're having fun with the Festival of Toys. Make sure that you watch the other categories. And don't forget the caregivers, because caregivers love a good toy too. And we'll be back with more Toy Guide all throughout this month. So happy holidays, you guys. Okay, so welcome back. They're telling me that I can't actually tell you which toy that we're sending you the discount coupon on, but I can give you hints and you should be able to figure it out. It was one of the last toys in the last video that you just saw. So, and it's the one that I'm obsessed with and that I can't figure out. That I could figure it out at one point and I can't figure it out now. But I'm going to be able to figure it out again because I'm obsessed with it. It's so much fun. And so many of our kids, teens and adults, this is one of those toys. It's one of the perfect toys that I was talking about before when I was saying to you guys that it's in the adult category, but it's perfectly great for much younger kids too. And they will be obsessed with it. In fact, last year we gave it an award in one of the categories last year. So if you're planning on getting that toy, and you, because you saw me playing with it and you want to play with it yourself, or you want to put it in somebody's stocking, as you should. It's such a delightful toy. It's one of the hottest toys of last year and this year. Then you might as well get a discount on it, right? And we've got that for you. And so if you are on autismnetwork.com and that pop-up comes up about the newsletter, then please fill out the form. If you're not sure if you've done it before, fill it out just to be sure. Because I'm going to be sending out that email either tonight or tomorrow during Thanksgiving so that you'll have it in time for Black Friday. It's a Black Friday deal. All right, we love that so much. So I adore all of you. I adore all these toys, and there's so much more. On Monday when we're back, we're going to be showing you the last two categories that you haven't seen, which is baby and caregiver. And here's what I love about the caregiver category is that we tried to be mindful of the fact that as caregivers, one of the things that we crave most in the world is connection with our kids. And so there are some toys and gifts that are in that category that are meant solely for you to enjoy and appreciate on your own if you're a caregiver. But more of the toys are toys that we thought were a gift to you because it's the perfect toy to make that connection with your child who could be, you know, school age. They could be preschool. They could be school age. They could be teen. They could be adult, right? That being able to make that connection, games that you can play with them, things that will spark conversation between you so that you can create that connection between you. But there's also some stuff that's just for you, yeah? So I hope you'll stick around for that. And we have a baby category too, and I've taken a little bit of guff about that too because it's very rare that a baby gets diagnosed with autism, but if you are a caregiver and you have one child that's on the spectrum and you have younger kids, I think we know then what skills we want to make sure don't fall behind on, right? So the baby category are really toys that are meant to build that connection between your child who's on the spectrum and your new baby, but also to help a new baby to be making connections so that we're not getting behind on other things, regardless of where the cards fall later on. So I love both of those categories. We're going to be talking about that on Monday. Now, what are we doing in the interim? Because we're not doing live shows tomorrow or Friday, and we don't usually do live shows on the weekend, but we don't want to leave you guys hanging, and it is the Festival of Toys. So Traven, in his amazing wisdom and talent, has put together a reel. We're going to be playing a marathon of past Festival of Toys. So you'll get to see me with the crazy brown hair. You'll get to see me playing with toys with my husband. You'll get to see my weight go up and down. But more importantly, you'll get to see really amazing toys over the years that we've showcased that are still great toys. So if you're shopping, you know, you can be looking at those as well. I really want, and by the way, right now on the website, you can still look at the 2021 gift guide. We changed websites several times over the last 10 years. We're hoping to, at some point, be able to archive all of those toy guides on the website, but they are not currently available. But you can, if you go to autismnetwork.com and you push toy guide, one of the choices that you're given is the 2021 toy guide that you can order directly from there. But hopefully, eventually, we'll be able to bring you all of the toy guides, so you'll be able to do that as well. I am sending you guys big hugs, warm hugs for happy Thanksgiving wherever you are. It's a wonderful time to take stock in what to be grateful for, not all the things that you don't have. It's easy to make the list of all the things that you don't have, that you can feel bad about, that aren't there. But I will tell you, you'll have a much happier day if you stop and think of five things you're grateful for. You know, just and I like to do the exercise on your hand where, you know, because you got five fingers, so it helps me to remember. And so I like to take one deep inhale and breathe in and think about one thing that I'm grateful for. And then I go to the next finger and I inhale and I think of another thing that I'm grateful for. And if you do that on your five fingers, I guarantee you, whatever you're going through, your load will be lighter, right? And it doesn't take long and it's free. Free, free, free to be in a better headspace right away. All right. Much love to all of you. Please enjoy this break in the best way that you can with your loved ones. Try to make that connection. We told you about some great toys that can help you to do that. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back live on Monday. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me, one for you too, and check out the Marathon of Festival for Toys. Bye-bye for now.